In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Let us kneel. Most precious blood of Jesus, price and ransom of the world, whose saving streams nourish and cleanse our souls, ever pleading man's cause before the throne of heavenly mercy, from the depths of my soul I adore thee. Blessed and praised forevermore be Jesus, who hath saved us with his blood. Glory be to the blood of Jesus, now and forever and throughout all ages. O divine blood of Jesus, I adore thee from the depths of my heart. Thee I ardently invoke, for thou art my salvation, and through thee I hope to obtain the joys of paradise. O adorable blood of our Redeemer, thou art the sustenance of our hope, the foundation of our strength, and the source of our joy. Permit, O Jesus, that we add to our homage of adoration that of humble reparation for all the profanations of thy pure blood on the day of thy passion, as well as for those which it constantly suffers in the sacrament of thy love. Most loving Savior, pardon us, have mercy on us, and wash away our sins in thy blood. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Blood of Christ, which was poured out upon the cross, save us. Blood of Christ, which paid for our salvation, save us. Blood of Christ, without which there is no forgiveness of sin, save us. Glory, adoration, and praise to thee, O Jesus, who hath saved us with thy precious blood. Who will not worship and praise this blood of infinite value? Who will not burn for love of Jesus, who shed it all for us? What would become of us, what would be our fate, if not for this blood, which hath redeemed us and made of us a kingdom for our God? O precious blood of Jesus, give to all minds, hearts, and tongues the power to adore, praise, and thank thee, now and forever and throughout all eternity. Blessed and praised forevermore be Jesus, who hath saved us with his blood. Glory be to the blood of Jesus, now and forever and throughout all ages. Amen. Today is the fifth Sunday after Pentecost, and this month of July is dedicated to the most precious blood. Salvation is through the precious blood. There is no washing of sin except in the precious blood of our dear Redeemer. Let's go back for a moment to the introit of the Mass for July the 1st, the Feast of the Most Precious Blood. Apocalypse chapter 5, verses 9 to 10, quote, "Thou hast redeemed us, O Lord, in thy blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us to our God a kingdom." Close quote. I'll begin this morning by just taking a few moments to ponder the glories of the precious blood. Unlimited is the effectiveness of Jesus' precious blood. St. Thomas Aquinas affirms that one single drop of the precious blood is sufficient to free the entire world of all its sins. Unlimited is the love that impelled our Savior to pour out his precious blood for our salvation. The precious blood is the price that our Lord paid for our salvation. Jesus shed his precious blood. Why? Out of a boundless love for mankind. His precious blood is the sign and proof of his infinite love. if you ever doubt the love of our Savior Jesus Christ, consider and meditate upon the precious blood which He shed for you. And Jesus shed His precious blood in perfect obedience to the Father. The precious blood is the sign and proof of His perfect obedience to the Father. It is out of this blood that all graces come, whether those of Mary or those of the angels or those of men. And it is this blood which merits all good things for every single soul. Without this glorious blood, the sacraments would have no effect. Without the precious blood, there would be no saints. There would be no saints whatsoever. For, quote, they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, close quote. That's Apocalypse 22:14. It is out of the precious blood that men draw martyrdoms, vocations, celibacies, austerities, heroic charities, and all the magnificent graces of high sanctity. Consider for a few moments that the salvific power and effectiveness of Jesus' precious blood is unlimited. It protects and delivers us from all evil. It makes constant intercession for us, bringing down grace and mercy from heaven. It makes constant expiation for all the horrors of sin. It makes us holy. The precious blood delivers us from all evil, all vanity and pride, all greed and envy, all sloth, intemperance and impurity, all anger and hatred. It also delivers us from temporal dangers. For example, drought, floods, famine, sickness, pestilence, lightning and tempests, earthquakes and wars. Remember, the power and the effectiveness of the precious blood is unlimited. Whenever we are looking for help from God to overcome evil, whatever evil or ill, again, whether it's spiritual or temporal, whenever we're looking for help from God to grow in virtue, let us turn to the precious blood. This is why Holy Mother Church dedicates the entire month of July to this great mystery, in the hope that we grow in our devotion and in our confidence in our love for the precious blood. One of the things that some Catholics do during this month of July, and I encourage all of you to also do it, is that along with the prayer of the rosary, which we're trying to pray on a daily basis, that during the month of July, the litany of the precious blood is also prayed. So many will pray it, let's say, before or after the rosary, but they'll pray it together with the rosary so that in that way, they're also practicing devotion to the precious blood during this month of July. Having just considered for a few moments the grandeurs of the precious blood, I ask you now to take a small step, maybe not so much a small step, maybe a big step, but depending on your faith, we'll see, small step, big step, but to take a step in faith, because every time that we come to the holy sacrifice of the Mass, this precious blood, of which I've just said a few things, this precious blood is present. The precious blood that is the price of our salvation, the precious blood whose power and effectiveness is unlimited, present at Holy Mass. We have to do our best to take this step in faith, because if more and more of us truly believed this, There's no question that we would value the holy sacrifice of the Mass above everything. And not only that, but especially in the crisis today in the Church, that we would also do everything in our power to work towards the restoration of the traditional Latin Mass. So, in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the precious blood truly becomes present. The precious blood which has redeemed us and has redeemed the world, it's placed in our possession again and again at Mass. At the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the same blood which flowed from the side of Christ is in the chalice after the priest has spoken the words of consecration. And it is shed for us now for the remission of our sins. There's no question that this is a profound mystery. But listen to this brief teaching, basically affirming this, by St. John Chrysostom, one of the great doctors of the Church. He teaches, quote, "Once for all, Christ shed His blood in a visible and painful manner. But at this, we could not be present. The shedding of blood is, however, repeated daily in an invisible manner. His hands are wounded, His feet are transfixed, His side is pierced. His blood is made to flow, but in a manner of which our senses cannot take cognizance. In the Mass, the priest, by the prayer of consecration, draws, as it were, the blood from the Savior's side in order to apply it to thee for thy cleansing, thy sanctification, and the forgiveness of thy sins." Close quote. Again, this is truly one of many, but it's one of the astounding and incredible mysteries that are hidden in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Think for a few moments what happens at the time of the consecration. We're talking about the consecration of wine into the precious blood of our Lord. At the moment of consecration, the priest does not content himself with saying, "This is the chalice of my blood." But he continues, "Which shall be shed for you and for many for the remission of sins." Now hopefully all of us as faithful Catholics will be very well aware in faith that the first part of that sentence is most certainly fulfilled. Namely, "This is the chalice of my blood." The precious blood of our Savior Jesus Christ becomes present there on the altar. That's the miracle of transubstantiation. The substance of the wine is transformed into the precious blood, although the appearance and the taste remain the same. But just as the first part of those words of consecration are certainly fulfilled, with no less certainty is the second part fulfilled. And again, what is that second part? That this blood of our Savior Jesus Christ, it shall be shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins. Those words aren't talking about the past. They're talking about right now and in the future will be shed for the many, for those obviously who believe in our Lord, who believe in His precious blood, who turn to Him, who ask for His help and who are open to His grace. As a result, the sacred blood of Christ is truly shed in the Mass for you and for many. Those are the words of consecration. That this blood will be shed for you. The precious blood is shed mystically at the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Our adorable Jesus, who shed His blood to the last drop for us, sheds it again and again for us, daily, hourly, for the remission of our sins and for our eternal salvation at Mass. Again, this is an astounding and incredible mystery. Today, I'd like to encourage you, to do two things, and that's one, to make it a practice to adore the precious blood of Jesus while you are at Mass. And number two, to offer the precious blood to the Eternal Father while you are at Mass. These are two very important ways of participating at Mass that sadly many, many Catholics are not taught and even don't believe. And again, these are profound ways of participating at Mass. If you are with your mind, with your heart, with your faith, with your love, if you are making every effort to adore the precious blood of our Lord at Holy Mass and thank Him for it and draw graces from the precious blood. I mean, truly, there's no greater power on the face of this earth. Unlimited is the power and effectiveness of the precious blood. And same thing, that we should make it a practice to offer the precious blood to the Eternal Father. It is what our Savior Jesus Christ is allowing us to do through the holy sacrifice of the Mass. He is renewing His own offering of His precious blood for our salvation, for the forgiveness of our sins. And He's allowing us to unite ourselves to that and to also, because He places His precious blood, so to speak, in our hands, for us to offer that precious blood to the Father. For our needs and our intentions, we should do it. We adore the precious blood. Why? Because it is the blood of God. We are to adore the precious blood with the self-same adoration which we offer the Blessed Trinity. Listen to the following exhortation by Father Frederick Faber, a holy priest of the 19th century. Quote, "We should have to repeat this 1,000,000 times for years and years before we should get the vastness of this piercing truth into our souls. We should worship one drop of the precious blood with the same worship as that wherewith we worship God. Let us kneel down and hide our faces before God and say nothing, but let the immensity of this faith sink down into our souls." Close quote. And what Father Faber says in general, that's what we should be doing at Mass. Because at Mass, there the precious blood is made present. Listen again to his words, because these words apply to how we should be participating at Mass. And it's a profound participation. Listen again to what he says. He says, "Let us kneel down and hide our faces before God and say nothing." Letting the immensity of this faith, of this mystery, sink down into our souls. And he tells us that we need to hear this and say this and believe this thousands upon thousands of times and years upon years, because the mystery is so great and our faith is so weak. An example of a prayer that you can pray at Mass to adore the precious blood is very simple. O most precious blood of Jesus, I adore thee. Praised and blessed be the Sacred Heart and the precious blood of Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Glory, honor, and praise to Jesus, who with His blood hath saved us. It's a very, again, appropriate way of adoring and praising the precious blood, because at that moment in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, our Savior Jesus Christ is saving us with His precious blood. It's most appropriate to pray, glory, honor, and praise to Jesus, who with His blood hath saved us. Glory and honor and praise to Thee, O precious blood. I'd especially encourage you to adore and praise the precious blood, basically from the moment of the elevation of the chalice, the consecration, onwards, all the way up to communion, and even after communion is part of your thanksgiving, that you're making it Holy Communion. Also, you can adore the unlimited power of the precious blood by invoking it, especially when you're at Mass. And again, particularly from that point on, time of the consecration, all the way basically to the end of Mass, invoke the precious blood. It's there. Believe in the power of the precious blood and invoke that precious blood for all the help that you need. Examples. O most precious blood of Jesus, I adore thee. Just as you're adoring God, remember what we said, the same adoration that we offer to the most blessed Trinity, offer to the precious blood. So, O most precious blood of Jesus, I adore thee. Examples of how to invoke the unlimited power of the precious blood. Help me to fight against the devil, the world, and the flesh. That's why our Lord shed His precious blood. Again, you're invoking the precious blood. Precious blood of Jesus, I adore thee. Help me to fight against the devil, the world, and the flesh. Make me chaste of mind, heart, and body. I don't think there's any question that all of us struggle to grow in the virtue of chastity. Where does the power come so that we can truly be chaste of mind, heart, and body? Invoke the precious blood. Also invoking the precious blood. Inspire me with a keen sorrow for my sins and a love of suffering. Grant me a love of humiliations. Make me die entirely to self-love. Grant me to love above all things the holy and adorable will of God. Fill me with the courage necessary to walk unfalteringly in the footsteps of Jesus. Grant me that generous love that sacrifices all for God. As you practice adoration and thanksgiving to the precious blood, obviously this is also a way of growing in your devotion to the passion of our Lord. And one thing to always remember, I don't tire of mentioning this because again, it's a key aspect also of us growing in our Catholic faith and also growing in the mystery of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass and growing in our faith in the great mystery of the Holy Eucharist. And that is, particularly at the time of Holy Communion, when you come to receive Holy Communion, make the act of faith that as you receive the sacred body of our Lord, you are also receiving the precious blood. The whole of the precious blood is in the chalice and in the host. This is a dogma of the Catholic faith. I will repeat it. The whole of the precious blood is in the chalice and in the host. As you receive the sacred host, you're receiving the precious blood. So all of our prayers of adoration and thanksgiving to the precious blood are most appropriate. With regard to this, I'll read to you one quote from Father Frederick Faber. It's a beautiful quote where he's telling us when you receive Holy Communion, you are receiving the precious blood. Quote, when the blessed sacrament is laid upon your tongue, that moment and that act which the great angels of God look down upon with such surpassing awe, the blood of Jesus is throbbing there in all its abounding life of glory. In that adorable host is the whole of the precious blood, the blood of Gethsemane, Jerusalem, and Calvary, the blood of the Passion, of the Resurrection, and of the Ascension, the blood shed and reassumed. As Mary bore that precious blood within herself as of old, so do you bear it now. Close quote. So, adoring the precious blood at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, especially from the time of the consecration onwards, don't forget to do that. Grow in faith and make acts of faith in the presence of the precious blood as you prepare and as you receive Holy Communion. And finally, offer the precious blood to the Eternal Father. for all the different needs, both your own needs, the needs of the church that are many, and the needs of the world. Because notice again, consider what is taking place at the holy sacrifice of the Mass. At Holy Mass, the precious blood is given to us. We possess the precious blood in the Mass. The church, the mystical body, is given possession of the precious blood. And because of this, we can offer it to the Eternal Father. And remember that it is the special office of our Savior's blood, kind of the special function of our Savior's blood, to plead. That is, to plead to the Father for grace and mercy and for forgiveness for sinners. That's one of the reasons why the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass is so amazing and so powerful and so efficacious. Because the precious blood that becomes present there on the altar, the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is pleading to the Father to have mercy on us and to forgive our sins. And is pleading for grace and mercy for us. That pleading of the precious blood is effective, has to be. And so you want to do your part in offering that precious blood to the Eternal Father for specific intentions. And that's very simple. All you do at Mass is you simply pray. And again, this is especially appropriate from the point of the consecration onwards. All you do is you just pray, Eternal Father, I offer thee the precious blood of Jesus. And then for whatever intention. I'll give you just a few examples of some of the intentions that you can offer the precious blood of Jesus to the Eternal Father at Mass. In satisfaction for my sins. For all the needs of Holy Mother Church. So again, there you would just simply pray, Eternal Father, I offer thee the precious blood of Jesus for all the needs of Holy Mother Church. For the propagation and exaltation of the Catholic faith. For the spread of the one true Catholic faith. For the extirpation of heresy, so that heresy will be definitively defeated. For the union of all Christians, that is, the conversion of all non-Catholics to the one true religion. Offer the precious blood of our Lord, that's why He shed it, so that all may be one, so that we may all believe the one true Catholic religion, so that we may all be Catholics. Always remember that. This is important. The precious blood was shed so that we would all be Catholic, so that we would all be united in the one true and holy religion. So offer the precious blood for that intention. Offer it for the conversion of sinners. Offer it for those who are sorely tempted, for the sick and for the dying. Eternal Father, I offer thee the precious blood of Jesus for the sick, for the dying. For the holy souls in purgatory. For the conversion of Pope Francis and the current hierarchy. That's also very important. That's one of the greatest needs, I would say right now. That's the greatest need of Holy Mother Church for a holy pontiff and for holy bishops. So offer it for the conversion of Pope Francis and the current hierarchy. For the conversion and sanctification of all priests. And finally, don't forget, this is relevant to the message of Our Lady of Fatima. Yesterday was the 102nd anniversary of the main message, the main apparition. I say the main apparition of Fatima, the third one, which took place on July the 13th, 1917, because that's when the main message of Fatima was given. So to offer the precious blood of Jesus for the Holy Father to consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.